Today, we're interviewing Landis with All Rise, The Art of Mock Trial. So after observing a significant lack of transparency in scoring at mock trial competitions, Landis developed a guidebook titled All Rise, The Art of Mock Trial. The booklet is designed to provide competitors with easy and clear to follow instructions about the scoring process, as well as practical tips, strategies, and other essential guidance to help them improve their performance. So Landis, what inspired you to start working on this, solving this problem for teens interested in mock trial?
Well, I am one, and I went to my state's competition this year, and I actually managed to go to the finals. And everyone told my team that it was a very close competition, and then the other team won all three awards, best witness, best attorney, and first place in the state. That made us curious how the scoring worked, and we wanted to just know more about it.
Definitely. So teach us some important things we should know about mock trial and how it works.
Briefly, in case you don't know anything about mock trial, at least in Delaware, it's over the course of 2 days and every school goes to 4 rounds. And then based off those rounds, whoever performs the best goes to the state finals. The only way that students know how the competition is scored is through cryptic scoring sheets hidden on the mock trial website. So no one really knows how to get points, how to do well. You kind of just try your best.
Yeah, so based on your experience with mock trial recently, tell us about the pictures we're seeing on the screen. What are we looking at?
The picture on the left is me at the final banquet after the competition was over, waiting for the score. The picture on the right is receiving second place. We were told we were so close, yet the other team won all three awards. The whole team just wanted to know how it is scored and what made up that difference. We're still proud of second, but really we want to know how to win.
Of course. And so what is your solution then?
My solution is called All Rise, The Art of Mock Trial, and it's a mock trial guidebook that will help mock trial competitors perform better in competitions.
So what's the first experiment you ran to tackle this problem?
The first experiment I ran was to test judges and see how they think while they go through the process of scoring. What I did was record my friend Jordan running through her performance as a witness in the competition and forwarded that video via email to a few scoring judges. A few of them didn't get back to me, but one of them who did said that they weren't allowed to give that in-depth feedback out of the season. It made me realize that information is really hard to get when it comes to how the competition is scored. And I realized that turning that information into a guide booklet would probably be a successful product.
Right. So once you focused on creating this booklet, what experiments did you run next and how did you test it?
An experiment I ran to test the booklet was making a prototype page. That's the picture you see on the left. The picture on the right is the current cover. I had my mind pretty set on the booklet idea, but I knew that people might not want to spend money on it and might not appreciate the aspect of it being physical media. I printed out a copy of the page on the right, and shared it with a couple of my teammates and interrogated them for feedback. What I learned is that they said it was easy to process and appreciated the visual layout.
So describe some hypothetical scenarios of students using your guidebook to solve their problem.
I imagine two characters using my product. First, Tiny Tim. He's a freshman and he's never done mock trial. He's new to the club. The booklet provided him with a lot of valuable information that he wouldn't have known until after he already participated in the competition. Second is Jackie, the senior team captain, who's really motivated to take her team all the way. I imagine she's academically competitive, socially very motivated, and overall wants to win. And she's gotten close in the past, but never quite gotten there. She'll find great use in the information that outlines scoring judges' thought processes in when she's organizing practices and moving her team forward.
And so what is next for your project in the booklets?
The pictures on the screen right now are my product as zines, printed out piece of paper folded up to resemble a book. And I still would like to bring my product to print as an actual book. Also, once I deem it a success in Delaware, I think I could figure out how to adapt it for other states and expand the market and scale to a larger size.
I like your vision and your thinking. So in the last 12 weeks, what is something you did for the first time and what was that like for you?
One thing I did for the first time in the last 12 weeks because of this program was mixing my own Starbucks drink. Early on into the program, we had to practice rejection therapy, and I decided to ask the barista if I could go behind the counter and mix it myself. I was expecting them to say no and just go home. And then one of the times I tried it, they actually let me do it, and it taught me to keep my mind open and not be stuck on answers I receive or I expect to receive.
And what was it like going through this innovation process in a cohort of other teens?
I think going through this in a cohort of other teens really helped me process my product and understand that we have similar perspectives, right? And I also ran into a few other teens that were interested in mock trial, and they told me that they ran into similar issues, that the scoring was difficult. Actually, someone that went to the same competition as me messaged me and was like, OMG, so relatable. And I thought it was so interesting that we had the same problem. One of the people in my cohort was interested in horseback riding, completely different than anything I'm interested in, but I still provided her with a few contacts of people that I know that do horseback riding. And turns out she already knew one of them. And it just reminded me how small the world is. Teenagers, we're in high school and that feels like our entire world, but this cohort kind of taught me there's a whole world around me and it's not that hard to access it.
I love that learning, Landis. And so thank you so much for sharing your journey and your story with us. And congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you.